Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're continuing to make our way through this important season of the church year, the season of Lent, when our culture and the world continues to shake in various ways. And what a wonderful time to be in the season of Lent, you might say, because the season of Lent is a time where we really bring before the Lord the challenges we're facing in our spiritual journey and in our personal lives. It's a season of purification. It's a season of repentance. It's a season of getting right with the Lord. But it's always, as is the Lord's goal, it's a means by which we're meant to remove everything in our lives that hinders God's love at work in and through us, and to help us grow in a renewed mind, a fresh spiritual way of thinking, to come in alignment with Jesus' leadership for our lives, which is to lead us to conform to Him, to Himself, to lead us to the place of sanctity, to be more like the Lord, to be set apart for Him, to live out priest, prophet, and king, which every one of us have been baptized into in our lives. And so nothing like stressful, difficult times to expose the struggles we may be having, especially in the area of being able to hear the Word of God and believe the Word of God and to draw strength from that Word. Are we accessing the resource that the Lord has given to us to be able to live through any and all circumstances, and to do so in a way that we draw strength from Him and the difficult circumstances become opportunities to grow, to mature, to be purified, to be strengthened, to be more conformed to the Lord, opportunities to love Him more fully and to love our neighbor when it's difficult? So one of the things Jesus says to us, for example, here's an example of how when we ask ourselves the question, am I accessing the resources that the Lord has given me to live differently? Because Christianity is a new way of life. It's a new way of life lived from a different power source, you could say. It's the power source of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the new law within us. It's the grace of God, the Spirit that, as Paul would say in Romans 8, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. So John can echo later in his first letter, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. They are speaking out of their experience and a reality that was changing and transforming their lives. And as we know, as we read their stories in the New Testament, they faced extraordinary trials and difficulties, but yet walked with an experience of God's presence, the consolation of the Lord, the superior pleasures of knowing Jesus as they left the world. They were in the world and certainly profoundly impacted the world they were in. As they left the world, they left an attachment to the world that was disordered. They left it and began to live in the kingdom more fully. And this is the transformation that Lent's really about. Lent isn't just simply about sin management. It's not just a matter of trying harder. It's a matter of removing obstacles that allow us to draw more deeply into an abiding relationship with Jesus, the word He described, to abide in Him. And periodically over the last few years, I've come back to that passage in John 15, and I think, man, we could just stay in John 15 and Romans 8 and draw so much out that is there that the Lord gives us about how we can live from Him as a source, as the source of transformation. And it's times like this that really help us see and maybe get a measurement, not the kind of measurement that's an oppressive standard that leads to more guilt and shame and anger and self-loathing or something, but no, a sense of, okay, where am I at? And the pressure cooker that various people that we've been living through over the last few years and the shaking that goes on, it's destabilizing. It creates stress, confusion, anxiety, and fear. That's what it normally does. But for those who are in Christ Jesus, that doesn't have to be the end of the story. The Lord wants to give us the kind of peace that's not dependent upon circumstances. And it's not enough to just say, okay, I gotta turn on peace now. You know, or to just know it in my mind that that's part of what being a Christian is. The real God, the real risen one, is dwelling in you in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said, I come to give you peace, not the kind of peace the world gives, but the peace that's in him, essentially. And the peace that's in his heart, in his relationship with the Father. And much of the stress and anxiety and fear, friends, and anger and bitterness and confusion and things that emerge in our minds and hearts through difficult, stressful times, the antidote is to be rightly related to the Father and to see God as our Father and really believe it. Jesus says to us in Matthew 6 and other places, don't be anxious about your life. Don't worry about what you may or may not have. But instead, he said, understand this. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. I've been thinking a lot about that line and how much that's a foundational piece of Jesus's whole orientation to life, that grounding in a secure knowledge that the Father's real, first of all, that he's almighty, that he's good, that he loves us, that we matter profoundly to him. Jesus has brought us into his relationship with the Father by the grace and presence of the Spirit of God in us. His death on the cross has made it possible. He's put any hostility between us and God, he's put it to death. He's brought about peace between God the Father and each and every one of us who are baptized into him. He's given us confidence in faith, the gift of faith, to both hear what Jesus says, to believe what Jesus says about our relationship with the Father, to then begin to say what Jesus says about our relationship with the Father, and to walk in it, and to bring others into it. That simple phrase, your heavenly Father knows what you need. There's a lot of power there. I've thought about it and meditated on that line specifically because I've just been on a journey the last, year and a half in particular, but off and on my whole Christian life, like probably those of you who are listening, same for you in terms of off and on, and just an extended season of just coming to see, experience, talk to, pay attention to God the Father. It's not uncommon, friends, for even those of us who are baptized into Christ to spend most of our time thinking even of very good things like the lives of the saints and devotion to particular saints, to Our Lady in particular, or St. Joseph, or St. Francis of Assisi. If you listen to the program, he's my favorite saint. And so I have a relationship with them, and you do too if you're baptized into Christ. And praying, asking them to join me in prayer, thinking about them, praying rosaries, all that, very good. And of course, Jesus at the center of it. But in terms of thinking about the Father and the love of the Father and relating to God the Father the way Jesus did and walking out my life the way Jesus walked out his each day in conversation with the Father, to do the will of the Father was his very food. It wasn't like a distant law that somehow was oppressing him or that he was anxious about or something. To know the Father, to hear the Father's voice, to receive the Father's commands was Jesus' very food. It was his joy. It was his source of strength. It was a source of superior pleasure in his life. And he knew the Father intimately. That's where the Christian life, at its core, is meant to be, meant to go. This is where the Lord himself is leading us. The great treasure of entering a relationship with Jesus is where him himself is so beautiful and amazing and powerful, God's son. But what he wants to do is introduce us in a new way into a relationship with the Father. The last few weeks, a couple of times, referred to Romans chapter 8, where Paul is saying and reminding the believers the battle between the spirit and the flesh, and how the Spirit of God in us is greater than the spirit that's in the world, the fallen human nature, the pressures of the world, the dominion of sin and death. Jesus destroyed that. And so faith produces in us what? Confidence in God's authority in our lives, confident that the words Jesus has spoken to us about who we are, what he's done on our behalf, and what he's doing right now in us, that these words are gold, they're true, they're life-transforming, and they produce in us change. And having confidence, having the confidence of faith is critical to be able to come into these graces and experience them as the foundational resources of the new life that we have in God and that we have in Jesus. And one critical piece you see in Romans 8, which is why I go back to it periodically, is Paul says, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received a spirit of sonship. How many of us today, in the midst of all the struggles and stresses, the spiritual combat that's around us, fall back into fear? I'm alone, I'm isolated, no one cares, I'm scared, I don't have much hope, God is nowhere to be found, God is disappointed in me, I keep failing, I'm not any good. Just whatever the lies are that emerge under that fear, the falling back into what? The flesh, that fallen dimension of our life and our existence. And Paul reminds us, no, you've received the spirit of sonship. You are a child of God. And what's at the core of it? The human heart, the spirit crying out within us, Abba, Father. Father God, you do know everything I need. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, and you are my heavenly Father. It's not just a term, it's real. And the Spirit is given to us, friends, so that we see the Father the way Jesus sees the Father. We experience him the way Jesus experiences him, which gives us profound capacity to be able to walk in peace, to be able to love God, to love our neighbor, to surrender to him, because we know he's real, we know he's there for us, we know he's trustworthy, we know he's unshakable. The unshakable one is our destiny, and Jesus has made that link happen. And it's critical for us, friends, to be able to access that now in this season of Lent. I want to talk about it more tomorrow. Hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.